Hello, I'm James Darling, creative technologist from Berg. I'm going to talk about the little printer, which has just previously been talked about. But first of all, I just want to kind of say where it came from, who we are. This is a very cheesy photo that was taken of us for a magazine. That's how many of us there were a few years ago. There's me, there's Alice, who's just over there. And we do 50% client work and 50% our own product work. So just to kind of give you an idea of the client work that we do, well, there's us in the office. This is us using iPads to light paint. So that's a 5-second exposure. We made about 1,000 of those and made an animated film of light painting with iPads. These are little augmented reality toys that talk to each other, and you can just get them and look at them through your iPhone and see the story that's developing there and match that up with this theoretical TV program. This is something called How Big Really, which we did for the BBC, which enables you to see how big things were to things that you can understand. So this is if Glastonbury was over Oxford. And this is if we went from this pub, how far the Apollo moon landing walked. So I don't know Oxford, so I don't know how far that is, but it was about that far. Yeah, I can get some burgers in back. There you go. Then, whilst all this is going on, we were beginning to do our own products. This was the very first one, very small one. This was called Here and There, which is just a kind of new way of mapping, really. I wasn't involved in the company, so I can't talk about it too well. But a big part of this was the fact that we started selling posters, and that kind of started off this idea of us doing our own products. Things we learned there was it's good to have a fulfillment process that doesn't involve us sitting in the office, rolling them up, putting them in the tubes, writing an address and posting them, because that's not very efficient. So that lesson learned, we then moved on to a product called SVK, which we worked with a friend of ours called Warren Ellis, who wrote a comic book. And the gimmick here is that there's a very good comic book, but if you it comes with that torch, and if you shine that torch over it, you can get extra information, kind of what people are thinking about. We sold those and we got the fulfillment sorted out much better that way, except the one thing we learned there is make sure you test things before you send them, because we had about a 10% failure rate on the torches, which then meant we had to send out apologies and then post them as well. So fulfillment is an important one. Then we kind of went massive. This is Little Printer, as has just been explained. It's got a little face. There you go. It sits in your home. It wirelessly connects to a bridge, which is connected to your router. So that's just a power cable there, and it can sit anywhere in your house. And you subscribe to publications to come out at a certain time in the day. So here is someone's subscribed to Seasonal Kitchen. And that comes out, and then you can rip that off, and you can put it in your kitchen. Other examples would be you could get your to-do list from Google Tasks, who we've partnered with, and put them on your internet fridge, which is now an internet fridge. or you could just put them into your wallet. Or you could, instead of putting your to-do list, you could put a Sudoku puzzle in there, and you could choose, one of the nice things about this, instead of out of a newspaper, you could choose the difficulty of your puzzle, so there's customizability in it. As well, you know, so it's, yeah, custom to you. Another example is you can connect to your Facebook account and put up onto your internet fridge all of the birthdays that are coming up so that you can get them a present or not care because they're just Facebook friends. And of course, some of the nicer things is just, you know, the more obvious things, but actually quite nice things is just the Guardian headlines and your agenda, which you can just have with your breakfast. And we've also partnered up with Nike so that you can kind of get a more physical interaction with your Nike Plus account. We've got plenty more. Look at them. Now, I want to go into how you can build some of these, because I've been told that everyone here works in the internet, so I'm not quite sure if that's true, but there you go. But first of all, I just wanted to kind of go into the weirdest part of, well, for me, as someone who has worked in the internet, is just kind of what it's like to build an actual physical product. So these are some of the diagrams that kind of Andy comes out with. That's how a little printer is made. This is the plastic injection molding of it. Just to kind of give you an idea, there's a see if I can find it. There's a bit that flaps down. It's the best way of describing it. See, I'm not a product designer. Which involves two little holes. And because the pressure behind injection molding is so hard, you require something this big just to put in a hole, like literally about that big, as sure you can see at the back. And that kind of blew my mind. I had no idea that like plastic molding is kind of really weird. And I there's a lot of talk about trying to bring manufacturing back into Britain. I'm not quite sure about the debate on that, but what I am quite sure about is it'd be really interesting just for everyone in the country to know about this, not necessarily have it down the road, but at least see, you know, what goes into the manufacturing of your plastic chair, which apparently I've been told, again, know nothing about it, so do not take this on like gospel, but the most advanced plastic injection molding thing in the world are those plastic garden chairs, because they're made, they're like most mass-produced big plastic thing, and they make them in 19 seconds from solid plastic into solid plastic. And like more expertise has gone into that than any other bit of plastic injection molding. I'm saying this, and I think it's going to be on the internet, and I'm probably going to be told it's entirely wrong. But but the thing is, I don't know. I have no idea, and yet I'm surrounded by all of this stuff, and I don't know about it. Just kind of like these are huge. Like our tiny little printer, and we've got these massive, huge bits of metal being made. Here it is in China, a very bad picture. But this is like a massive block of metal, and every time they make one, they're kind of busy pouring it with water to make sure it's something or other. I literally have no idea, and I wish we knew more about this. Not necessarily to do it in this country, just to know what that is. This is the thing on the machine. Look, this is the plastic injection molding. This is where the plastic gets injected in, and then something happens, and all these numbers mean something, and and that comes out. And like, look how small it is in comparison to, like, if you think about, that's how big the printer is, and that's how wide that is. And then if you look at that, look how long it is. You know, like, that's a massive machine. Another weird thing is that when they inject plastic into this, the plastic isn't like isn't liquid really. It's like it's been described to me as the texture of chewing gum, so it's like really, really forced in very powerfully. And you almost certainly won't be able to see this at the back, but there's two little scratch marks here. Now these aren't scratch marks. These are where it's being forced in, and these are two points meeting. And they've slightly cooled down on the edges before they've met. So it's not a scratch mark, it's actually a crease where the two have been met together. And that's the sort of thing that we've been dealing with to try and make sure that everything's really good. And yeah, I'm amazed at the people that have to deal with that. So there you go. But back onto my side, which is the web. Just a very good example of how you can make your own publication. This is a website called How Many People Are in Space Right Now? There's only six, unfortunately, and they are all on the International Space Station. Alice over there has made this quick Sinatra app, which you can put up onto Heroku or anywhere. But you don't even necessarily need to do that. If you just want to make an HTML publication, you can. We will poll you every hour to see if you have new content for us. And you provide us with HTML. And so we take out all of the confusions around font rendering and everything. We will grab that HTML, we'll put it onto our big rendering stack, which has our own custom build of WebKit. And using PhantomJS to generate a PNG from that. We then take that PNG and compress it and take it down to the byte level and everything. So you don't have to worry about any of that. We would love it if you made some of these. There's lots of documentation at a URL that I forgot to put onto here, but it's at remote.birdcloud.com/developers, or talk to me and Alice afterwards. you can then just type that in to there and you'll see how it will come out here. We were talking about earlier about dithering. If you just give an image a class name of dithering, we will handle that for you. So we're ready. And that will very much quickly come out of there. So there you go. Thank you very much.